the many shades of a blue moon. A blue moon isn't blue. A blue moon is a second moon in the same sign. Today, in the middle of the day, was the full moon. As the sun was above our head, the moon beneath our feet was the full moon. So the many shades of that blue moon were mostly unconscious below the horizon line. Actually, the greatest part of the transformation we underwent during the past month, since the first full moon in Aquarius, which was on the 24th of July, have been unconscious movements. Transformations on the emotional plane, mental plane, possibly transformations in the body as well. Another very challenging process of purging to complete another phase of our transmutation. What does it mean? A lot of what we can see and experience in the world around us is not the way it looks. Similarly, a lot of what we can see and experience within ourselves isn't the way it feels. So, as part of the process, is the constant separation, reunion of ourselves with who we really are. That is separation from what is not us, and reunion with what is us. A lot of the transformation happens unconsciously. As if what we can perceive and see in our external world or in our world was a pale shadow of what is actually going on. there has been a huge confusion and chaos during the past month since the previous Aquarius full moon, most of which remains completely invisible. And mostly intangible. So tonight, as we complete the month in which the Sun is in Leo, the Sun will enter Virgo tomorrow, or even tonight. So we complete the phase of our yearly cycle, during which the focus, the focal point is on ourselves. So just now, that final moment of this month, after the full moon, let's sit and become very still. We want to adopt the position of the observer. We want to witness reality within and without from that place of stillness. It is not about understanding the visible part of reality, whether external or internal. There is no point spending energy trying to figure out what this all means and what it's all about. Similarly, there is no point spending time and energy trying to make sense or figure out what all these emotional turmoils we are undergoing are all about. Instead, witness the movements in your heart. Observe them. Notice that these are energy movements and that you can direct them. Notice that all the thoughts, ideas, concepts, and the like you have in your head are energy movements, and that you can direct them as well. On the condition that you are so still that nothing at all moves within your body. that kind of stillness doesn't mean that you are necessarily immobile. Doesn't imply that you have to prepare following any method or protocol. Just means that you have to be so fully within that nothing can move you. So just now, as we are sitting together, dive deeper and deeper into that state of inner, physical, cellular stillness. You just go there. We want to dwell within our bodies. This is the quickest way of realigning with our eternal self. We want our bodies to become so still that you can hear the vibration of yourself in the midst of the chaotic rumor of your emotions and thoughts, which means you don't even have to stop them. They will do, as you will. Observe your body. Witness what is going on without interfering, without intervening. Sit like a rock. Sit like a star. Be that body. Settle in it and let your body relax completely. Despite the external chaos and confusion, mostly invisible, despite the internal turmoil and chaos, mostly invisible as well, become completely still and settle in your body. What you are witnessing in your body are the tangible shapes and forms of your thoughts and emotions. They are the denser counterpart of something that is mostly inaccessible, because you are constantly busy with it. It's so obvious and it's so constant that it's mostly, it goes unnoticed, mostly unrecognized. This past moon cycle, since the end of July, has been extremely powerful. This full moon is extremely powerful as the second moon. It's highlights the overtones of the reality we can perceive. We cannot perceive those overtones yet. But they are present. And they are impacting us. Overtones as higher frequencies that are ruling our personal transformation. And we are due to align with, to complete that phase. There is no way you can understand what to do. There is no way you can interpret that reality. Yet. This is the way you are most safely guided through the complexity of the current reality. So, again and again, settle in your body. Reach that place of complete stillness in no time. It is not about spending hours sitting. It's rather about being able to instantly sit and go still. So still that nothing can move you, even though you may be in motion. That inner stillness and rest has little to do with the way we rest at night when we sleep. It is a precise, specific attunement, alignment with our source. Every one of us has got direct access to our source, our common source. that access has been compromised long ago, eons ago. And what you can witness right now is the restored capacity to align and effectively reconnect directly by resonance with the origin of who you are. No intermediary, no twist, no corruption. Most of the transformation happened unconsciously. Over the past month, the effects instead will become obvious, visible, or partly visible during the months to come. Have no fear. What appears in shape and form in our material world is the effect of a transmutation you have completed already. Remember, the material world has greater density. Movements are much slower and processes take a lot longer than in a world that is invisible of thoughts, emotions, concepts, ideas. So whatever shape and form may be displayed in front of your eyes or experienced within yourself is the result of what has already taken place and is complete. Accomplished. And it is particularly useful and important that you witness that. It is useful. Course, you need to be conscious, aware, and convinced of that reality, that you have accomplished the transformation already. And it is important as well because as you realize that and stabilize that consciousness of who you are, you're shining light stabilizes the global chaos locally. Stabilizing the chaos doesn't mean that the chaos will stop or be controlled. Chaos is a phase in a transformation that is necessary and extremely creative. Stabilizing the chaos means providing yourself and others around you with that great stillness in which you can witness the reality you're experiencing without being overwhelmed by it. So one more time, just sit, become aware. Go so still, nothing can move you. Relax. Let your body soften more and more. And witness that light, that results from your perfect alignment with your source. You have access to it, although you keep losing it. You have access to it all the time. No matter what is going on, you have access to it anyway. Nowhere else than in your body and from your body. Overtones of the frequencies you can hold are descending gradually and supporting the process, stabilizing your relationship with yourself each and every time that you can realign and connect with the source. Greater stability in that dot of light. Greater stillness. In that deep relaxation. Nothing that can happen in the dense or in the invisible world, in different dimensions of reality, whether consciously or not, can obscure that light. And alter, distort, tarnish that connection anymore.